This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas here, Bobby Hebert joining us from the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi. And we're talking about all things Saints as they just roll in game one, 47-10 over the Carolina Panthers, 30-0 at one point, 30-3 at halftime as the Saints get the victory. The third straight season opening win for Saints head coach Dennis Allen and the sixth straight season opening win for the Saints, and that is the longest active streak in the NFL. Bobby, were you, as we getting ready to have Coach Allen jump on the line, were you a little surprised at the way, and a lot of it today has been, is it bad Carolina, good Saints, but who cares at this point?
It's an NFL team. I mean, come on. Carolina Panthers, they do play in the National Football League. The New York Giants play in the National Football League. Now, that was beyond a convincing win. That was an ass-whipping. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that. But you can go through a number of categories. You know, it's not never a perfect game. And Coach Allen would tell you, I think the only negative, and I try and look into this, would be the penalties. Now, yeah. if it was a field goal, touchdown type game, because you never want nine or more penalties around 100 yards, because that's basically like you giving up a touchdown. But when you win 47-10, it doesn't matter. So you look like total first downs, 2-1. And then Coach Allen's going to elaborate on this, but I can go on and on. No, it was like something that you went to bed the night before the game, and you couldn't have dreamt a better outcome than what actually occurred.
We are welcoming Saints head coach Dennis Allen to the show. And, Coach, picking up where Bobby was, and it is. I mean, you can script it and talk about it. And we talked late in the week about the ability to run the football and that being the narrative. And until you do it, it's going to be the narrative. And, man, that's just a heck of a win yesterday.
Yeah, well, appreciate you guys having me on. And it was a heck of a win, a good way to start the season, and a good look at what – the type of team that we want to be, and I thought it was a good start in that regard. And there's still a lot of things that we got to get corrected and get cleaned up. But certainly it was a good way to start the season.
You know, Coach Allen, when I look at this, and obviously we weren't that efficient. You know, you're not game planning in the preseason like third down offense. I always look at, and if you don't want to possess the football, and we had the ball over 13 minutes more than Carolina. But I thought this two areas I want you to elaborate on. Third down, offense and defense. And then are you able to run the ball efficiently and stop the run? Well, then this is about as good as it gets. 54% on third down conversions. And they were only one of 10% on third down. I'd say we're probably leading the NFL on third down defense based on that. I mean, that speaks volumes right there. And then we only gave up 2.9 yards a carry, and then we basically averaged 5 yards a carry. You do that, then you throw in plus two in the turnover margin. There's no way in hell you can lose. I hope that comes up this Sunday because I can guarantee a win for sure. But that was unbelievable how dominant you were in those areas.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, number one is if you're able to run the football and you're able to win the third down battle, you got a great opportunity to win the time of possession battle. And obviously the team that, you know, was able to possess the ball longer has more opportunities to score. So I thought third down offensively was something that we really improved on from where we were at in the preseason. I thought our guys really executed well in those situations. Defensively, I thought we did a good job of getting some pressure on the quarterback in third down situations. Lante Taylor was really good coming off the slot in some blitz situations. So that was really good to see. So I think, again, I get back to, you know, if you're able to run the football, all right, that's going to get you into more manageable third down situations. If you're able to stop the run, you're going to get teams into longer third down situations. And so, therefore, you got a better chance to win that third down battle.
You know, Coach Allen, it seems like, I don't know, you look across the league and everyone questions whether it's Derrick Henry, McCaffrey, whoever it might be, and our own Alvin Kamara. But whenever you sniffing 30 years of age and Alvin being 29, oh, they're old running back. But I tell the Who Dat Nation, tell the fans, Alvin Kamara, I think, is a young 29. And if we block for him, I've seen the burst in the OTA's minicamp. I still think he can hit it and get it. And you look at he was able to contribute as a pass receiving running back and as running the football, that all of a sudden he has 110 yards. And I told the fans this. Let me tell you, the last seven seasons, I think it's a big enough sample size. Christian McCaffrey, last seven seasons, has 450 more yards than Alvin Kamara. And Derrick Henry's about 300 yards more than Alvin Kamara. But that's the top three cats. So I'm looking at Kamara, and I look at what Taysom Hill's going to bring to the table along with Jamal Williams. I'm not even worried about our running back group. If they're healthy and we block, they will be productive, I truly believe.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think, you know, there was a lot said about, you know, the offensive line going into the season, and rightfully so. It was a question mark because we had three new starters going in on the offensive line. But, you know, I think we averaged like 2.9 yards per rush prior to contact. And that was first in the NFL this week. And I think if we give our backs that type of room to run and get them 3 yards down the field before they face any sort of contact, I would expect that we're going to have a lot of success running the football. And I think all of those guys are going to be really good.
Coach, if you kind of look at the Juwan Johnson touchdown late in the second quarter, really just an alignment question, I'm just curious. So you're in the red zone, so Juwan's lined up on the left side off the ball. Alvin Kamara is split out wide to the left. Carr's in the pistol formation. He's got Rashid Shaheed behind him. Taysom Hill is off of his right hip. All right, so that's the formation. Juwan scores the touchdown. I mean, that's a – you know, that's unique. I guess is that a part of a hallmark of the Clint Kubiak system is that you really don't know, right? I mean, that's late second quarter. You don't know who's going to line up where.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that's the thing that, you know, our guys did a really good job of in this game plan, putting guys in different spots. It creates a lot of stress for the defense. You don't know where guys are going to line up. You don't know exactly what we're going to ask them to do when they're lined up in those positions, and yet there's, you know, just a certain amount of plays that we have where we're running different concepts, but we're running them out of all kinds of different looks, formations, motions, shifts. All of those things present challenges to the defense.
Worked perfectly yesterday, and we'll talk more with Saints head coach Dennis Allen as we work against the Carolina Panthers and talk about that, then push our way towards Dallas for week 2. Back after this, you're listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss and Bobby Abreu with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And coach, I want to talk about Alante Taylor a little bit. Man, the zone blitzes, so effective yesterday. He had three sacks, and you know, you kind of rattled Bryce Young early, but you never really let him get comfortable, and you never let him get, you know, they were always able with Taylor, an example, keeping Young in front of him, and I mean, just never let him get out.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think he scrambled for like 12 yards on the day, and so that was part of the deal was to try to, you know, keep him in the pocket as much as we possibly could. I know there's a couple times he kind of got out and threw the ball on the run. One of those I think ended up being an interception for us. So I thought we did a pretty good job of trying to manage his ability to create things with his feet. I thought our rushing coverage worked together really well. You know, I think the first interception of the game, I thought there was pressure on the quarterback, really tight coverage by both, you know, Debo and Lat, which made, you know, the quarterback have to make a tight window throw with somebody getting shoved back into his lap, and we were able to create an interception there. So, yeah, I was pleased with what we were able to do from a rush and coverage standpoint.
You know, Coach Allen, speaking of the rush, and you bring up how you dial in, you know, these different dogs are blitzes. And Alante Taylor, the first defensive back in Saints history to have three sacks. But I can tell you, as a former NFL quarterback, there's nothing worse than you rush four people and it feels like a damn blitz. You can have seven people in coverage and they only bring in four. So I know you're going to challenge NASCAR package, whatever, whether that be, Cam Jordan, Carl Granderson, Brian Brzee, Chase Young, whatever it might be. Because I can tell you, even if you're an experienced quarterback, that's like a nightmare when it feels like a blitz, but it's not a blitz and you got to get rid of the ball. And it's good that you could dial up a stunt or a blitz, Alante Taylor coming free to get a sack. But I think you would agree with that. Look in the history of the NFL, some of the best defenses is like, it's not really even a blitz, but it feels like a blitz because that front four can get after the quarterback.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I think your ability to get after the quarterback without having to send extra elements is important. And look, I thought we were able to get after the quarterback in a four-man rush. We didn't get him on the ground maybe as much as we would hope to, but I thought we affected him with a four-man rush. And then really we only brought, you know, in passing situations, we really only brought, you know, a few, you know, pressures and sent the extra man in there. Most of what we did, you know, in the passing game really was four-man rush stuff.
Now, you know, Coach Allen, Alante Taylor, just shows you the maturity of that individual player. What can I do to help the team? You know, and he has the ability to be an outside corner, and then Holly's embraced and accepted the challenge to be a nickel slot corner, and then also utilize in the pass rush. And I thought it was interesting how you brought it up. Yeah, you can send a lot of people in the rush, but can they finish? You know, there's a lot of traffic in there, and I think that's what I respect about Alante Taylor, because, you know, you might want to look at the three sacks, but he also had like three quarterback hurries and three tackles for a loss. So I think, you know, we talk about a player taking big strides from 1 year to the next. I'm expecting to see that with Brian Brzee going forward. And I think Alante Taylor, you know, you look at the scouting department, how you evaluate a player. I think that's two players that are going to have high expectations for this upcoming as we continue 2024 season.
Yeah, look, I agree with you there, Bobby. I mean, I think, you know, Alante Taylor's a guy that has really embraced his role this year. He worked extremely hard. He had a hell of a training camp. The guy was working every single day, locked in, focused with an intent. And I think that shows in the way that he played in this game, you know. And I think Brian Brzee's another guy that that I'm expecting some big things out of, you know, I think he's better playing the run right now than he was at any point last year. He's stronger. He's more stout at the point of attack. I think he's always had the ability to rush the passer, and his area of improvement needed to be in the run game, and I think he's done much better in that.
Coach, as you work towards this week, and, you know, obviously the situation with what is expected to be Hurricane Francine in the Gulf, probably they're looking at like a late Wednesday afternoon, evening arrival. What are your options? I mean, like, the team is off tomorrow, at least scheduled to be. I mean, how do you make sure you keep everybody safe and, you know, don't put them in harm's way yet? Try to get in the work you need to get in.
Yeah, well, look, I think we're going to you know, we talked about it a little bit this afternoon. We'll see what the updates are like in the morning. My plan is to have a Zoom call with the team at some point tomorrow afternoon, and we'll talk about, you know, what we need to do. It doesn't sound like this is anything that's going to cause for an evacuation. I think this is going to be one where, you know, we may have to alter the schedule a little bit. Sounds like it's kind of a 24-hour storm in terms of, you know, the most significant part of the weather. And so we may have to evaluate, you know, what our schedule looks like on Wednesday and Thursday. But as of right now, the plan would be to, you know, be able to get practices in here at the facility.
Now, Coach Allen, you look at the parity in the NFL, and it could come down to, I don't know, can you make the game-winning kick or not? And I'm just looking at this upcoming game against Dallas. Well, you want to talk about accurate kickers, and I'm looking at, like, Groupie. He was outstanding. This one I knew we were going to win. When Groupie made that 57-yard field goal, we up 10-0. I know you said we still have a long way to go, but I was so confident. But I'm looking at Groupie, 57, 44-yard kick, 52-yard kick. He ends up being 4-for-4. That look at Brandon Aubrey for Dallas. He makes a 57, 50, 46, 40 yards. So I know when you probably first started, it doesn't seem like that we expected kickers. It's like almost now, it's like if it's over 60 yards, okay. But you expected them to make like 50 yards. It just seems like the kicking game has gotten that much better. just within the past, half a dozen years, decade.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think kickers have gotten much better in terms of being able to kick the ball. You know, part of it, I think, is we're in a lot more sterile environments in terms of, you know, the indoor facilities and things like that. And I think in particular early on in the year when you're not dealing with a lot of weather, I think you see a lot more accuracy. I think you see a lot more distance. Certainly, I know Dallas's kicker is an outstanding kicker. He's got a great leg. He's very accurate, you know. So, and that can be a weapon, you know, when you get, you know, at or near midfield, you know, you're in scoring range. You know, it's kind of like when, you know, I don't know, Steph Curry comes across, you know, half court, he's in range, and so it puts a little bit more stress on the defense.
Take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. This is the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. One more segment here with Saints head coach Dennis Allen on the Saints Coaches Show. And, Coach, we talked a lot about it during the training camp, so I'm just curious, how did Trevor Penning kind of grade out from the film that you looked at, as well as the wide receiver blocking, which is such a key ingredient to this Kubiak offense?
Look, I thought Trevor graded out well. There's certainly still some things that you know, he needs to improve on, but I thought it was a big step forward for him. You know, I thought this was going to be, you know, a tough challenge going against Clowney, in particular in the passing game. I thought he did a pretty good job there. I thought he was really tough and nasty in the run game. I saw him move some people off the ball the first play of the game. You know, I felt like he moved Derrick Brown, you know, off the ball, which was a big point of emphasis for us in this game. So I was pleased with what I saw. I think it's something that he can build on. And look, the receivers, man, I was really proud of those guys because they went in there and they put their face on some guys and got some key blocks that helped us, you know, be able to get 180 yards rushing. And you know, a lot of that's up front with the offensive line. A lot of that's the runners and how they ran the football, but there's a lot of it that's the receivers, you know, getting in there and blocking in the running game. And probably one of the better plays, you know, ended up getting called back with a holding call. But I thought the blocking on the perimeter was outstanding, and I think that's how you create explosive runs.
You know, Coach Allen, talk about explosiveness, Rashid Shaheed. Obviously, to set the tone at the beginning of the game, you couldn't draw it up better. Five plays, 76 yards. He gets the 59-yard touchdown. I thought Derek Carr, 34, hung in there tough, and he made the throw, and we're up 7-0. But I look at, like, what he brings to the table in the return game. I mean, I don't know if I'd take anyone else. When you look at punt or kick returns with the new rules and all that, but he ended up having that one kickoff return, 33 yards. I think anything right now, the way it's structured, over 30 yards, that's a big plus. Then the one long gain, the punt return, 47 yards. So averaging 20 yards, if you double digits around 14, you're like all pro, which he's been in the past. But a lot like Alvin had 110 yards, but Rashid Shaheed, 166 total yards. That's one thing you can't coach your speed, right, Coach? I mean, I don't know. Either you're fast or you're not fast. I mean, and Rashid Shaheed can hit it and get it.
Yeah, there's no question, man. I mean, look, when you say that, Bobby, it just, you know, I think about, like, I thought our offense looked fast. I thought Alvin looked fast. I thought Chris Olave looked fast. I thought Rashid Shaheed looked fast. You know, the tempo was fast. It was good to see. Look, Shaheed brings an explosive element to a lot of different phases. The stuff that he's able to do in the return game, the way he's able to get behind the defense in the passing game. Look, I mean, Peyton Turner's the one that made the tackle on the punt return. Otherwise, Rashid Shaheed would still be running. But it was good to see. He was a big part of what we're able to do. And one of the things that people don't really think about or wouldn't even notice, but, you know, there's a couple of bad punts that they had where the ball's on the ground and he's able to field the ball, and probably saved us another, 10 to 12 yards of field position by not letting that thing roll and getting us into a backed up situation. So I thought his decision making back there, as a punt returner was pretty good.
Now, Coach Allen, when you look at Dallas, now we have a tough, but it's always the NFL. We have a tough start to the season considering the teams that we're going to be playing. Now, obviously, the cliche, one week at a time. But looking at Dallas, and I know you don't have to challenge the team, but I know I've been part of teams where a couple of seasons we won 12 games, 11 games. That's hard to do. It's hard to win the NFL. But Dallas has won 12 games in each of the past three seasons. Now, obviously, what you could do in the postseason. So it's going to be a big challenge to go on the road against Dallas and to come away with a win, but I know y'all accept that. But you got to look at the consistency. People and I want to give them credit because of the postseason. But I know, I tell you right now, that's hard to do. Three straight seasons, they've won 12 games the past each of the past 3 years.
Yeah, well, look, I've been a part of some of those teams around here where we've won, 11 and 12 games, 13 games, and done that in consecutive seasons, and I know how hard that is to do. It's extremely difficult to do. So we certainly have a lot of respect for Dallas and what they've been able to do. They got a lot of really good players. They're really well coached. They play outstanding at home. And so this will be a tough environment. This will be a tough game for us. And yet, this is the type of games that, if we want to be the type of team that we think we can be, these are the type of games that we got to go in and perform. And so I think our guys are excited about the opportunity. We're looking forward to it, and we understand what a challenge this is going to be.
Well, Coach, heck of a win yesterday. Great way to christen the newly renovated Caesar Superdome, not to mention that beautiful new locker room, and, have a great week and, with all the challenges with the weather coming up. But congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Welcome back. One more segment here with Saints head coach Dennis Allen on the Saints Coaches Show. And, Coach, we talked a lot about it during the training camp, so I'm just curious, how did Trevor Penning kind of grade out from the film that you looked at, as well as the wide receiver blocking, which is such a key ingredient to this Kubiak offense?
Look, I thought Trevor graded out well. There's certainly still some things that he needs to improve on. But I thought it was a big step forward for him. I thought this was going to be, a tough challenge going against Clowney, in particular in the passing game. I thought he did a pretty good job there. I thought he was really tough and nasty in the run game. I saw him move some people off the ball the first play of the game. I felt like he moved Derrick Brown, off the ball, which was a big point of emphasis for us in this game. So I was pleased with what I saw. I think it's something that he can build on. And look, the receivers, man, I was really proud of those guys because they went in there and they put their face on some guys and got some key blocks that helped us, be able to get 180 yards rushing. And a lot of that's up front with the offensive line. A lot of that's the runners and how they ran the football. But there's a lot of it that's the receivers – getting in there and blocking in the running game, and probably one of the better plays, ended up getting called back with a holding call. But I thought the blocking on the perimeter was outstanding, and I think that's how you create explosive runs.
Coach Allen, talk about explosiveness. Rashid Shaheed, obviously, to set the tone. At the beginning of the game, you couldn't draw it up better. Five plays, 76 yards. He gets the 59-yard touchdown. I thought Derek Carr, 34, hung in there tough, and he made the throw, and we're up 7-0. But I look at, what he brings to the table in the return game. I mean, I don't know if I'd take anyone else. When you look at punt or kick returns with the new rules and all that, but he ended up having that one kickoff return, 33 yards. I think anything right now, the way it's structured, over 30 yards, that's a big plus. Then the one long gain, the punt return, 47 yards. So averaging 20 yards, if you double digits around 14, you're like all pro, which he's been in the past. But a lot like Alvin had 110 yards, but Rashid Shaheed, 166 total yards. That's one thing you can't coach your speed, right, Coach? I mean, I don't know. Either you're fast or you're not fast. I mean, and Rashid Shaheed can hit it and get it.
Yeah, there's no question, man. I mean, look, when you say that, Bobby, I think about, like, I thought our offense looked fast. I thought Alvin looked fast. I thought Chris Olave looked fast. I thought Rashid Shaheed looked fast. You know, the tempo was fast. It was good to see. And Shaheed brings an explosive element to a lot of different phases. The stuff that he's able to do in the return game, the way he's able to get behind the defense in the passing game. Peyton Turner's the one that made the tackle on the punt return. Otherwise, Rashid Shaheed would still be running. But it was good to see. He was a big part of what we're able to do. And one of the things that people don't really think about or wouldn't even notice, but you know, there's a couple of bad punts that they had where the ball's on the ground and he's able to field the ball and probably saved us another, you know, 10 to 12 yards of field position by not letting that thing roll and getting us into a backed up situation. So I thought his decision making back there, you know, as a punt returner was pretty good.
Now, Coach Allen, when you look at Dallas, now we have a tough, but it's always the NFL. We have a tough start to the season considering the teams that we're going to be playing. Now, obviously, the cliche, one week at a time. But looking at Dallas, and I know you don't have to challenge the team, but I know I've been part of teams where a couple of seasons we won 12 games, 11 games. That's hard to do. It's hard to win the NFL. But Dallas has won 12 games in each of the past three seasons. Now, obviously, what you could do in the postseason. So it's going to be a big challenge to go on the road against Dallas and to come away with a win, but I know y'all accept that. But you got to look at the consistency. People and I want to give them credit because of the postseason. But I know, I tell you right now, you know that's hard to do. Three straight seasons, they've won 12 games each of the past 3 years.
Yeah, well, look, I've been a part of some of those teams around here where we've won, you know, 11 and 12 games, 13 games, and done that in consecutive seasons, and I know how hard that is to do. It's extremely difficult to do. So we certainly have a lot of respect for Dallas and what they've been able to do. They got a lot of really good players. They're really well coached. They play outstanding at home. And so this will be a tough environment. This will be a tough game for us. And yet, this is the type of games that, you know, if we want to be the type of team that we think we can be, you know, these are the type of games that we got to go in and perform. And so I think our guys are excited about the opportunity. We're looking forward to it, and we understand what a challenge this is going to be.
Well, Coach, heck of a win yesterday. Great way to christen the newly renovated Caesar Superdome, not to mention that beautiful new locker room. And, you know, have a great week and, you know, with all the challenges with the weather coming up. But congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.